The final point I'd like to make on this feeling worthy and honoring your worthiness to receive is the need to unbond yourself from your wounds. If I stood up here and were to cut my hand, and then you were to look at my hand and just watch it, you would see that in a very short time, the wound would close up. If it stayed open, what would happen is that the disease process would set in, there would be sepsis or disease, there would be infection, and if I continued to keep it open by just pushing it open, making sure that it didn't close, I would eventually die. The organism couldn't live. Because the natural tendency of a wound is for it to close up and heal. Now, when we get into the spiritual dimension and the psychological dimension, what happens is that we get wounds from our childhood and from our past. We were only children. We were abused. We were abandoned. We had in-laws that were a certain way, or parents that were a certain way. We had alcoholics for parents. We had to be put into orphanages. We were around drug addiction. We were poor. We were rich. Whatever it is, we have all of this stuff in our past. And what happens is that we bond to it. And we use these wounds of our past for attention. We use these wounds of our past for pity, and very often we lead with these wounds. So that when I introduce myself, it isn't very long before someone knows that I'm the child of an alcoholic, or that I was an alcoholic myself, or that I was abandoned, or I was abused, or whatever. And we keep hauling out these wounds. And one of the reasons we don't heal in our lives and we don't manifest in our lives is because we are attached to these things in our past. Rather than saying, whatever it is that happened to me, whatever lesson I had to learn from it, I got it. I've got the lesson. And now that I have the lesson, I no longer want to be attached to it and have that venom continue to pour through me and keep me from healing. So I let go of that. And most people whose lives are not filled with the things that they would like to see manifested for themselves are experiencing this. Because they're back there hanging on. How can you possibly talk to me when this is what happened to me when I was a child? How can you possibly say these things to me when don't you know what I've been through? You hear this, and if you don't do it with yourself, you do it with others. And if you don't do it with others, you do it with yourself. It's backwards and forwards all the time. And it comes from this sort of hallucination that we have that says, I and everybody else is entitled to a perfect pain-free childhood. And the fact is that whatever you needed to go through in your life in order to get the lessons of why you're here, you went through them. And all of those things, as you look back on them, you can either take them and say, they taught me how to be stronger. Or you can say, poor me, and lead with them and keep opening that wound. And if you do, you'll eventually keep yourself from ever feeling worthy. So that's the third principle for manifestation, the idea that I am worthy, that I deserve it, that I am a divine child of God, that I have the proper attitudes in place to allow this free flow of energy into my life. Thank you.